Using the handout provided, follow along as I read aloud about the Israeli-Palestinian conflicts. Conflict between Israelis and Palestinians has not evolved from one single factor, such as a dispute over religion or land. Rather, the conflict has resulted from years of differences over cultural, religious, economic, and geographic issues. At the heart of the conflict lie the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem. So, what is the conflict? In the 1880s and through the 1940s, many European Jews immigrated to Palestine. This immigration took place in the context of the Zionist movement, which aimed to return Jews to what they saw as their homeland. A Zionist is simply a person or a group of people who wanted the Jews to return to their home. Prior to World War I, the Ottoman Empire controlled Palestine, and the British controlled it after. In 1948, the British withdrew and the State of Israel was established. Israel was then attacked by Arab states in the first of several wars. In 1967, Israel captured the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. And these areas have become the focus of demands for the creation of a Palestinian state. Agreements like the Oslo Accords, a group of countries came together in Oslo, of the mid-1990s have attempted to resolve the conflict. What is the Israeli perspective? Palestine, more properly the land of Israel, is the historic home of the Jewish people, from which they were expelled by force. Even after that expulsion, some Jews continued to live there, and the yearning for return was never abandoned. After centuries of persecution culminating in the Holocaust, this hope was finally realized. The Jews accepted a 1947 UN-sponsored plan to partition or divide Palestine into two states. The Arabs did not accept this and instead attacked Israel. The conquest of 1967, which include East Jerusalem and other areas that are the heartland of historic Israel, resulted from essentially a defensive war. The fact that reasonable Israeli peace initiatives have been regularly rejected reinforces other evidence that many Palestinian leaders continue to strive not for peace, but for the end of Israel as a Jewish state. So, what is the Palestinian or the other perspective? Palestinian Arabs are the indigenous people, or the people that were originally from the area. Many were driven out during the war that followed the establishment of Israel, and those that remained are treated as second-class citizens and have been denied the right to self-determination, the right to decide issues for themselves. Israeli expansionism in the wake of the 1967 war has placed even larger sections of the Palestinian homeland under foreign rule. Settlement building in the occupied territories violates international law and makes it more and more difficult to bring about a two-state solution. This activity, along with Israel's insistence on retaining all of Jerusalem, demonstrates that Israel's assertions that it seeks peace and is willing to accept a Palestinian state are insincere.